All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. Thanks for tuning us in and taking us along for the ride, and hopefully fasten your seatbelts and have some entertainment for the next 3 hours or so. The shenanigans has already started.
That's a Pete Crate word.
Yeah, did you lock me out?
No, I certainly did not. Your boy Tyler.
I feel like you did.
No, your boy Tyler, you run out before, right, you know, a minute before the show.
Yeah, because down the hallway. I lost my adapter, and those things are like
gold.
Platinum.
Yeah.
Nike. You lose an adapter.
Oh, you left it in that recording studio?
You're gone.
If you left it longer than 30 seconds, it's gone.
We work with a bunch of dicks.
Yeah.
So you run down the hallway, and Tyler, who's already talking smack, says he, you know, hates the show, doesn't listen to the show, but every day he's over Nick's shoulder giving me sign language. He goes, hey, I'm going to lock Barry out, but you're going to have to let him in. I go, with a minute before we go on the air? And so I hear you hit the handle, so I run over there, hit it real quick, jump back so we can get on the air on time, and then the first thing out of your mouth, you locked me out? No, I didn't. Sure didn't. I tried to get you back in.
That's a pretty elaborate story just because you wanted to do the show by yourself.
Let's just be honest. You were late. You were tardy.
No, I wasn't late. I was here at 12:30.
In radio, you can be tardy multiple times.
In fact, I was here before you.
I would disagree with that.
Shut your mouth.
I was here at 10 in the morning, sir.
Was he? Did you see him? Because I know you get here early. Did you
see him?
To drop off my bag and then do some shopping. But I was still here at 10 in the morning.
Did you see Lance power walking when you were shopping? Oh, he's out of town. That's right. Because that's normally about the time that he's power walking before they get the samples ready for him for his free lunch.
I don't know why I keep thinking he still has the boot on for some reason, but he doesn't.
No, he wears high socks and walking shoes.
Yeah, he's just shoes.
He's asked Palillo, what's the model number and make of his Skechers so that when he's hitting the mall, he can get the ultimate cushion.
By the way, that was wrong what you did to Charlie Palillo.
Got those monos.
In the hallway, Barry Lamb.
What did I do?
Try to give him a high five so he couldn't reach?
No, I never.
Messing with
I
him because of his height?
I never did anything of the sort. I just said up top. That's all I said, up top.
Was he able to reach?
I mean, he jumped a little. No, he didn't. He had just wiped his nose. So I went up top and he wiped his nose. And I was like, never mind. I don't, because he, you know, I guess he's getting over a cold or something. So that was
nothing you can say or do to Mr. Palillo today is going to ruin his mood.
Why is he in a good mood?
Because his Syracuse Orange beat Duke last night. That's... And yesterday on the air, he said Duke will be number one for less than 24 hours because it's coming. And I was like, oh boy. And then I saw I flipped over from the Rockets game and I saw that they were in it. And I was like, can you breathe? Are you in it? It's big time. And he wouldn't respond until after they won. And then he was all giddy. So I knew today nothing was going to
be. Were you guys texting
down
back and forth? Because you guys are like,
Justin,
we're really tight. Good buds now.
We're tight. But I was just checking to see if he was breathing because I didn't think he realistically thought it was going to be a close game. And it was. And then they won. And I was like, oh, he's going to be just tough to deal with. And of course, he's wearing his full Syracuse sweatsuit today. And
that's a nice pullover, though. I'll give him that.
He's rolling.
It's a really nice pullover. Yeah.
It's a onesie.
Oh, God.
He's going to hate me.
That's why you're not as cool
and I never
with Palillo
say,
like Joel is.
And I never say anything. Yeah, that's why he doesn't follow me, huh? No.
He follows three people. Three people. Syracuse, I get.
I told you why.
Bill Steele, I get. And then Joel Blank. Why Joel?
I told you why.
We've known each other for 20-some years.
Joel wouldn't
leave
him alone.
And because I guilted him into it.
Did you?
Oh, absolutely I did.
You at least he admitted it, man.
You thought I was totally playing?
Yeah, no.
I really thought you were being sarcastic.
I was here. I guilted him into it. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I'm going to guilt him into it now. I'm like, what do I got to get on the list?
I was like, I told you. What did I say out there in the intern area? I was like, it's because Joel wouldn't leave his ass alone about it. So he just finally was like, fine, I'll do it.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I was
because I ignored you because I didn't think it was true.
You thought I was just being a dick.
Yeah.
No.
That's absolutely true because I thought, well, he wants all these people to follow him now that he's on Twitter. And there was someone else that was like, he said, you should follow me or something. I was like, why aren't you following anybody? And how the hell are we friends this long? And you want me to follow you? You're not following me. And then he's like, I don't follow many people. And I was like, I'm not taking that. And the next day, I found out he was following me.
Bing, you've been followed by Charlie Palillo. Never happened for me, though.
Not after the onesie compliment. No, that might have set you back a few weeks in getting that over the top.
That one stung a little.
Yeah.
I saw the most bad. I could not wait to get to this show and ask you guys if you have seen this video yet. It's the most badass video I've ever seen in my life. It is a video from Daily Mail Australia or something like that.
Daily Mail is actually a decent news feed.
It's from Daily Mail Australia, but it takes place right here in Houston. It is a man and his pregnant wife driving to the hospital for her to have the baby, and she has that son of a gun right in the van.
Man.
And she's just like, oh my God. It's hands out. Like, they're driving. He goes, it's okay, baby. Just keep her. Like, this dude, not only is she a badass because she has a baby in a van, but this dude never breaks character. He doesn't freak out. Like, she's literally like, the head's out, and she's screaming. He's like, good job, babe. Good. And he's driving. And his baby is
Who's just helping her? Falling out of his wife's vagina next to him. She's having it unassisted?
But in the van, in the passenger seat of the van, in the front seat, baby just falling out. She's freaking out, and he's like, you're doing so good, babe. She's like, the head's out. And then the baby just pops out.
Wow.
And starts crying. She goes, oh my God, we got to suction it. And as cool as he was like, no, baby's crying. He's okay. Turn it upside down and pat his bottom. As long as he's crying, he's breathing, we'll get... Like, this dude was the calmest, coolest. He's like, high five, babe, high five. She's like, I got blood on my hand. He's like, I don't care. Like, this, I don't know who Charlie did.
Or you did, because Charlie wiped his nose. I don't know who this... she's got blood on her hand.
I'm going to tweet it out. It's a link that I found on Facebook. At Barry is funny if you want to see the video. It's a little lengthy. It's probably...
Who's filming it? It's about
3 minutes. The dad. He's driving, being the Lamaze coach, filming his child's birth. At one point, he's like, do you want me to pull over? She's like, no, just keep going. I'm like, these are badasses, both of them.
Talk about multitasking. How the hell are you doing all that?
Not the first time I've heard that happen in Houston either, because my high school classmate, he rushed all the way to the hospital, had his GoPro, filmed the whole thing, and then right when he got to the hospital, that's where she delivered the baby, right there outside in front of the hospital. That's crazy for you to be able to keep your being able to stay calm in that situation, because I would freak out more than my wife.
I would pull over.
Sweetie, could you deliver this baby? Nope, you're just going to have to poop it out because I'm not touching it.
Poop it out. I don't think you know where babies come from.
No, I'm going to say poop.
It's crowning. Bring me some toilet paper. Nope, that's not how you give a baby.
Oh, honey,
that's
what did you eat last night? Reese's peanut butter?
Oh, I'm sure it doesn't smell good regardless.
I mean, it's just afterbirth and placenta all in your front seat now.
I mean, my niece was born.
I'd be like, not in the car. Oh, my God, it's my new Accord, babe. Yeah. Are you serious? Not now.
My niece was born in the backseat of my sister and her husband's Chevy Nova.
Wow.
And they ended up...
Conceived there too?
That I'm not going to... God, that's a bet. I don't even want to think about that. But I will tell you this, that she actually had the baby in the parking lot of the hospital. They were close, but they couldn't get into the hospital in time. Yeah. So she just had the baby in the backseat.
My sister was born on a bed.
Legit. At your house?
At my grandma's house.
Oh, there you go.
Legit born on a bed.
Wow.
So it's really not that odd. I bet you if a bunch of people start texting in, hey, where were you born? Like if it was an odd place, I bet you the text line would just go crazy.
Probably. But this, I'm telling you guys, at a break, it's a 3-minute video. You have to watch it. It's absolutely amazing.
Did you tweet it out?
I did. At Barry is funny if you want to see the video. It's a link to the Facebook video. I've never seen anything like this. I'm impressed, and if anybody out there knows, I would love to have the dad call in on the show. I would just love to interview that dude.
Put him on your podcast, too.
Well, this might go viral. It might be, but dude, it's almost at 1 million shares. So
there you go.
kind of viral already. 73 million views. Yeah, I need this dude on the podcast because that's unbelievable.
Arian's fetus already tweeting out, my wife gave birth to our 5-year-old in the bedroom. She's an absolute beast. That's a big baby. That must have been tough to do.
I didn't know what he was. At first, I didn't get it. That was a good one.
That is hilarious.
Right there.
Gave birth to a five-year-old.
Man. I mean, it was weird. Already had Charlie's sweatsuit on. It came out doing booties.
Yeah. Came out doing Simple Addition.
Yeah.
5 + 5 = 10. That's wild, man.
That was amazing.
And then that brings me to another topic that I got into on the Facebooks like last week. Mm-hmm. Do you know that there are foreskin champions out there?
What?
There are men and women who get angry over circumcision. They have a very passionate stance on circumcision.
Is it usually because of religious beliefs or?
No. Like this. So I don't know how I got roped into this, but I saw a simple post that was just like, there are actually people that take a stand on whether circumcision is okay or not. And they kind of, and then I was like, yeah, they need to cut that out. Just thought I would be funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ha, get it, cut it out. Mm-hmm, ha. Mm-hmm. And then I got roped into this debate and argument, and this girl's like, it desensitizes it, and you don't last as long during sex, and the baby doesn't have a right, and you're not complete as a man. And I was like, you don't even have a penis.
I was going to say, how does she know?
Unless your clitoris has a foreskin, why are you getting involved in this?
Good thing it's 1 o'clock.
Why? These are all medical terms. If you can't handle medical terms, not you, but if the listener can't handle medical terms.
Daddy, what's a
it's a clitoris? Well, it's like a trapper keeper. Don't worry about it. It has nothing. But I'm like, so I'm arguing with these females about whether a penis should have a hoodie or not. Whether
well, that's
I'm like,
your first
was this
mistake.
On the neighborhood page?
No, this was not on the neighborhood page.
Garbage
no,
pickup?
This was not after the neighborhood page. But I just, and this lady like posted, not just like a, you didn't, you know, like a two or three sentences. These were diatribes. Like, I'm not reading all that, lady. All I know is mind your own business. And this one mom was like, oh, I did it because it's cleaner and less disease and, you know, whatever. I did it for my own reasons. And I was just amazed that this is even an issue. Like, who cares?
I didn't know that. And to Nick's point, I do believe that there are certain religions that either are for or against it.
Well, I know in the Jewish religion, right, they get circumcised. And some religions, maybe they don't believe in that, but a lot of times
you
just...
Are you sure you got that right?
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah, because in Judaism, you get circumcised.
You do you? Okay.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
I thought you didn't.
No, you do. You do.
Okay.
And so, but there are like, you know, I mean, I'm Christian and I'm circumcised. You don't have to be, that's sometimes it just becomes a decision that your parents make for you. And that's fine. And then she was like, you know, oh, I feel so sorry for everyone that is. I was like, lady, I don't even remember it. What the hell? What do I care?
Yeah, it's if you make the decision to get circumcised later in life.
Well, that's I think
painful.
Her point. Yeah,
oh
her point
God,
is
can you imagine
it should have been your choice.
Once you know what's going on and you have all the feelings.
No, because then they got to put a needle in your penis.
So.
That's not happening.
No.
There's no, unless I'm just strung out on heroin, there's no way a needle's going near my penis. Just not happening.
That's just a commercial I used to do. So, yeah, that's, oh boy. As an, like, even not as an adult, but even like as a teenager or like, you know, you're 4, 5, 6 years old and you go, hey.
Yeah,
come on. We're going to go to the hospital. We're going to do a little something today. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Because back, you know, in the Midwest, they call it the untied sausage.
I don't know why this. Wow, I don't.
So you know,
I don't even know why this had to be a debate, though. Like, let these people live their own life.
How did you get involved in that?
Because
it's your bad for fighting with multiple girls. That come on, you were going to win that debate.
I was saying, how do you get involved in that discussion? You just randomly find it on Facebook,
and then I just started making circumcision puns, and it started pissing her off. I was like, well, what my wife did? She knitted me a little penis hoodie, and then whenever I miss it, I can just put it on, and I feel like I'm a complete man again. Shit, I hate you. You're just a smart ass. You can't have an adult conversation. Like, what?
Welcome to the Usual Suspects on a Tuesday.
One of those days.
Yeah. Don't Facebook. Come on into the discussion. Call 713-780-3776, or you can text that number as well. It's the HRNP listener line. Or you can just hit us up on Twitter, where it's at Barry is funny, at PacManJoel with a K, at the producer Nick. We're just getting started, so hopefully so are you. And we'll talk to you about all kinds of stuff coming up in the next segment. It is the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All Hey, back on the Usual Suspects, just getting started on a Tuesday. Glad you're along for the ride. Want to remind you, if you haven't heard about this, I don't know what you've been listening to, but it's time to tune in. Because we all know with resolutions in the new year, it's time to get in shape. Well, we're doing it again. It's the second annual Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge, and it's brought to you by Vortex Texas and Breathe More Training Center. And this is the week to weigh in. So it's very simple instructions, and we know sometimes you have a hard time following directions, but here's what we've told you to do. One, you text us, 713-780-3776, your name and your email address. You will get an email from us, I promise. Then, on top of that, this week, sometime between now and Friday, close of business, you have to get weighed in at an official weigh-in location. Okay, that could be here at our offices, 5353 Alabama, in the Galleria, or any Man Center location. Get weighed in, and then you're all set, and you are on your way to try and be a better you. And in the process, if you win one of the four weight classes, you can win a staycation at the Houstonian. And it's unbelievable because we talked about it yesterday. The Houstonian is one of the premier hotels in the city. It's awesome, and you'll have a great time there. I think it's a two-night stay. You'll be in the running for being our greatest loser, and that's a good thing, and a biggest winner in your division. All you got to do is log on ESPN975.com to get more information and then get weighed in. But again, get weighed in this week so you're in the actual competition. I saw a lot of people tweeting us last night telling us they are getting weighed in. Obviously, Chris Householder is trying to retain his People's Champ belt, amongst other things.
Right.
So I believe that Cody Stutes, I checked on our boy Cody last night.
You checked on him?
I checked on him.
Why?
Because he seemed very shaky with Nick and I on Friday, like he was already ready to fall off the bike, like he wasn't going to stick to this new plan for the new year.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, just checking in, bro, but how's everything going on? He goes, nope. 8 days in a row,
I'm doing it.
And then Chris Householder said, because I tagged him on one of House's tweets that said he was doing the Facebook page again, and he said, Cody's already joined the Facebook page. So that's
very
great.
Very good.
Yeah.
Jesse Saldana said that penis hoodies now available on Barry's site for merchandise. I should start selling them.
You should.
I should. Just little
koozies, t-shirts, and penis hoodies.
Yes. Miss your foreskin? Don't worry. Get a penis hoodie.
Same thing. He got a gym hat for you.
Same thing. There you go.
How about that?
I don't know how to take this. I really don't know how to take this. I got a tweet from Mr. Positivity. I seem to recall...
That's a blast from the past, isn't it?
I was going to say, Mr. Irrigation wasn't...
But I seem to recall Mr. Positivity being a name from the past that was kind of a dick.
Okay.
But so, and this kind of rings true because on Twitter, he said, Barry is a good example of quality snark. His sports takes are awful, but his snark is original and worth the Twitter follow. I don't know how to take that. I feel like that was a backhanded compliment.
One part of it was a compliment for sure.
But his sports takes are awful?
That was not a compliment.
No!
I'm saying, is that the epitome and definition awful? Of like passive aggressive? Or on one hand, hey, take this jab. But on the other hand, hey, he's worth the follow because he's funny.
I don't feel like they're awful. Maybe I'm not always right. But I will say this, my sports takes are original. I don't steal them. I put thought into them. I do my research. Mm-hmm. I come up with my own thought and opinion. So I don't know how to take that. If that constitutes awful, then gosh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm really on the fence here because, aw, you still follow me.
So wait a minute.
But kiss my ass on the sports thing.
That would be if you looked up to him like he was David Barron to you. Or someone that actually could make an educated comment on broadcasters.
I don't know, but Mr. Positivity, only thing I can say to that is thank you. I don't know how else you would respond to that.
I would just not respond. Maybe that would be, don't hate on him, but don't thank him either.
Well, I mean.
You already thanked him, so it's too late.
You think he listens?
Well, obviously he does.
He follows him on Twitter.
Maybe. So my sports takes on Twitter. I rarely give sports takes on Twitter.
No, you do.
On occasion during a game.
Yeah, if you're watching certain games.
But that's just an observation, not necessarily a take.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Apparently,
last time I checked, you're on sports radio.
Apparently I'm awful. I had no idea that I'm awful, but whatever.
Well, I saw someone tweet this weekend because they had Lance and I got into a back and forth because I heard Lance kind of covering for Daryl Morey. And so I kind of poked the bear, mm-hmm. and Lance and I were going back, and someone just jumped in and like, when are the radio guys going to fight? It's going to be a slap off. You guys going to meet somewhere? You going to duke it out? I was like, easy, dude. We're not fighting. We're going back and forth because we know one another, and there's a little inside joke on some of this. And he's like, oh, you radio guys, what's with all you radio guys always so sensitive, fighting back? I was like, so what? We're just supposed to be your bitches on the air, and you just like kick us and take shots, and we just take it and go, hey, have a nice day.
Like little street monkeys, just do a little dance for me. Little street monkey, here's a dollar. No, I mean, well, that's strange.
So I was like, okay.
People thrive on controversy, by the way.
For them to say that we're sensitive.
Yes.
When they're delivering all the shots single day.
Yes.
And you're not taking any, really.
I was going to say, on your Twitter account, just on your average, ordinary Twitter account, just sit there and mind your own business and take like 15, 20 shots a day from somebody and see if you can take it.
Here's something crazy. So I did three different interviews for the podcast that I have coming up that launches today,
like
by
you
the
recorded
way.
Them?
Yes.
Okay.
One of them was with the Judson Lipley, who does the Evolution of Dance. One of them was with our boy Marvin Pearson, mm-hmm. who started listening to the show. Blind football player was on Ellen. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was with Andrew Meyer, who was the dude that was at the Cary Forum on the University of Florida campus, got arrested by the police, and they tased him. He's the one that yelled, "Don't tase me, bro."
Oh, right.
So I interviewed those three yesterday. And it's funny, all three of them kind of had the same perspective that we did. Like, for Marvin. Of all people, like Marvin's my guy. That's a great dude.
Yep.
Blind, deaf, plays football. And when you talk to him, he's inspirational. If you go to the video that he has that Ellen posted, mm-hmm. that's got something like, I don't know how many millions of views. It's got 1,800 dislikes. 1,800 thumbs down for a guy that's blind playing football and scores a touchdown. Somewhere in the world, there's 1,800 people who went, that's stupid. Hate that. I hate seeing people with disabilities succeed and do well.
There's just a lot of really...
How on earth would anyone dislike that video?
Bad
I just
people
don't understand.
You're right. That's they like, thrive on controversy.
What's the kid from Purdue
do you
that
know
just
what he
passed
said?
Away? The kid that had cancer and everything like
yep,
that?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. He passes away, and some guy's making death threats to the family and going after the mom.
Terrible.
What kind of bad people are out there?
Yeah, so I asked him. I was like, well, Marvin, does it piss you off that there's 1,800 a-holes in the world that would dislike your video? Mm-hmm. He was like, no, not really. He goes, you know what I found out? A lot of them have disabilities. Isn't that wild?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that part.
So we kind of got into talking about that, like the dynamic of people with disabilities were actually the ones that you would think would be propping him up.
Jealousy, frustration?
Some people told him that should have been me. Why you?
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? People are just haters.
No doubt.
And then when I was talking to Judson Lipley, who was the Evolution of Dance guy, and I was asking him about that, and he's got over 1.5 million people have liked the video, almost has like 100,000 or 1 million dislikes or something like that. And I asked him about that, and he goes, you know, there's this saying, and I don't remember what he's called it, but he was like, you could get 99 likes. But if the 100th one was a dislike, you would fixate on that. And I was like, yeah, that's me and Joel. Well,
that is definitely me and Joel,
Nick, too. Like, yeah. We fixate on that one dislike. So,
but if they gave us their phone number, we might be able to right the wrong.
But it's good to know. I mean, it's just...
I'm glad it's not just us. But
yeah.
Yeah, that's he's spot on with that. No doubt about it.
Mr. Positivity got back to me. He said, okay, awful was strong. Probably just bad often. And I'm a total penis. So
well,
fair enough.
Did you tell him you got a hat for him?
Fair enough. Yeah. If you ever
he's
get
a total
cold,
penis, then I got a hat hoodie. For him. Yeah. There you go. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you guys want to join the show, we'd love to have you. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call. You can text. You can hit us on Twitter. Before we hit the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. A lot of you out there, whether you're still suffering through hurricane damage and you're trying to fix your roof, or you need a new roof on your house or repairs, and you're going to the wrong companies, you're frustrated with the results you have or haven't gotten, well, I've got a company for you. Fitz Roofing is making a difference one roof at a time. They are here in the Houston area. They're not going anywhere, and they're dedicated to helping Houstonians. That means that they're not going to ask for all your money up front. They're not going to be like deposit thieves and sketchy roofers that take your money, do crappy work, and then head out of town. These guys are dedicated to our community. That means they're going to do high-quality work using the very best products like CertainTeed shingles. In fact, they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the United States meet this criteria. and get this status. They got it. You want it. It'll be there for you. Their base warranty is longer than your average roofer. And by the way, they're going to look at what you have going on with your roof and give you a free, no obligation inspection. All you got to do is pick up the phone. 832-521-3001, or you can log on to fitzroofing.com. Either way, you know it is the right place for you to do business. They have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. You should go only to one place if you need anything done with your roof, and it's Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back! Second half hour of the show, so it's just getting started. So if you're just joining us, hey, welcome.
Guess who I just saw?
Who?
Out in the lobby as I was getting coffee.
Who?
Francisco Abarca.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, the one weighing that just tweeted
in.
Us.
Yeah, weighing in.
Sweet.
Did you see it. How much he weighed?
No, I did not. I would never do that to a gal.
Maybe he shared to a gal.
I would never tell a lady's weight.
At some point, doesn't Esme have... Esme's our...
She's not there.
She's not.
It was Tosh.
Oh, okay.
Who could not get the scale to work.
I was going to say, at some point, too, Esme's going to go, hey, here's the scale, and you can weigh in, and we'll take... And then go, oh, wow. Can you imagine if she just reacts every now and right? then when people
Ooh,
come in to weigh
you're
in?
You're a biggin'. No, Esme,
you
can't
treated
say that.
You well, huh?
That would be great if she did that.
Yeah, that would be funny. But, you know, absolutely a serious business. This is going to be a great deal. You know, it turned out to be a great deal last year. But, again, when we got the word yesterday that the Houstonian is putting in staycations for all winners in all four weight classes, that's huge.
Right.
That is fantastic.
Right.
That's worth it in itself if you're looking for a little getaway with the wifey.
Or you could just do it like Mandy did because you wanted to get healthy, drop 130 pounds, not gain it back, live longer so that you can spend more time with your kids and your family. I mean, that's also motivation, even if you don't win.
Or you could be like Chris Householder and Mark Schell, who just like being dedicated to the show. So they lost all the weight. Then after the weight loss challenge, they gained it all back so they'd be ready to do it again this year. And that roller coaster ride is not for everybody, but hey.
That was not nice.
Ashton Gene Lewis messaged me. He says he wants to possibly participate in the weight loss challenge. The guy that bulldozed me on the basketball court.
Yeah.
I would recommend that so you don't have so much power
now, does
running
he know,
my ass listen, over on the basketball
listen,
court.
Does he know medieval jousting isn't a workout?
It's Quidditch.
Oh, that shirt's close enough.
Quidditch. I will say this. He might be a big boy, but big boy has skills. He can move now.
He can.
He can move.
He's deceivingly fast.
He is an athlete. He is athletic. If he enters, look out. He might be the favorite to lose the most.
And he's
weight.
Got some momentum because he's already got a head start.
And don't sleep on the fact that he works out constantly. He's dedicated to Quidditch, as silly as that sounds coming out of my damn mouth. He's dedicated to it,
and
he
works out all the time. Like a card game, and I know it's this thing, but is that really a workout?
Don't sleep on him.
Quidditch is a workout.
It's all running. It's almost like playing field hockey, but like you're riding a stick horse at the same time.
Wow,
I can't even say it, but it's true.
It could be a workout and a hobby.
Yeah, and so he's running a lot. So, and he works out, and he does shuttles. Like he's working on his footwork, and I don't know. I better if you're in it. If he gets in it, and he doesn't work here anymore, so he can get in it, right?
Yeah,
he can get in. He can totally get in. Yeah. He's not employed, so he's a listener. He's actually a suspect. So
yeah.
Now Joe George could get into it. We just wouldn't let him win anything. Right?
Joe George, he's not.
Did he
have
do
you
it last
seen
year?
Him move? Have no. you ever seen a sloth move?
What do you mean? Have we seen him move? We played him in basketball.
Have you ever seen a sloth? How slow they are. You ever tried to pour ketchup?
Not me. I hate it.
You know, most people use an hourglass for time. If you were to clock Joe George, you would just use a bottle of ketchup. And that would be like the hourglass. And it was
I always say you could
slow.
Time people. Some people time with a stopwatch. You could time him with a calendar.
Yeah.
Boy, it sucks to be fat and a listener on this show because we will make fun of you.
Oh, nobody's off limits on the show.
Nobody.
That's like, I forget who it was that called in and said, oh no. I remember it was at the show this weekend in Minnesota. Somebody's like, you had me until you did that one joke about the one thing that was offensive. And I was like, oh, actually, this guy comes up to me and says, you did this joke and it was offensive to me and my wife. And I was like, well, turns out it's a joke. So I don't know what to tell you. Also, I pretty much made fun of everybody tonight, including myself. And the dude goes, yeah, I was really more just here because she sent me over. I didn't care. I was like, well, tell her maybe comedy's not her thing. And he goes, see you later. They just walked off.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Why are you at a comedy show then? You know it. You run the risk.
Like, yeah.
But
I mean,
you're easily offended.
I'm just not going to start doing all the jokes that I do.
Go to Quidditch.
Yeah, I mean, don't go to a comedy show if you get offended easily.
You need to have the mentality of that lady who sounded like a seal or an elephant or whatever at your show, laughing like a...
Yes.
Because she wants to be made fun of.
She sits up front and laughs like, for a reason. So
it literally sounded like that. Those of you who missed the show.
That was a good one.
I meant to ask you, in the audience, how accurate was the fashion challenged description of the Midwesterner?
You know, it was kind of normal.
Really?
Yeah. I was surprised that it was people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Okay.
No one really stood out as being the most awkward person was the MC of the show. He was like 6'5", weighed 150, and real hipster-ish and had the jeans rolled up like three high like it was flooding. And, you know, like, yeah. I'm talking like the bottom of his calf muscle rolled up.
To show the socks or just cause?
Oh, the socks. And yeah. I mean, it looked like capri jeans. I don't know what the hell he was doing, but he was the weirdest dude there. And he was super nice. Great guy. Really funny. But yeah, no, I didn't really even notice anybody dressed weird.
Just guess it's just airports, malls, and anywhere else.
I guess. Everybody was super nice, too. That's not a myth.
Oh, no, that's right.
That is not a myth. The nicest people in the country in the Midwest. Outstanding folks.
Go ahead, guys, with one exception or two.
No.
I get it.
I'm not.
Chris Householder and Mark Schell already know they I had them pegged. They're not mad about it. They both already tweeted. Mark said, I got my wife to agree to join, so he's fired up for this year.
How do you do that approach? How do you approach the wife about entering a weight loss contest?
That's a delicate one.
But if you're married, isn't it easier to approach your wife about it?
Hell no.
Oh, God, are you kidding me?
Hey, babe, since we're both fat, are you calling me fat?
Dude.
Huh? No. No.
I'm obviously the single one here. I have no idea.
Yeah, let me just tell you.
I don't know how he pulled that off.
But what if she's overweight?
You don't say it.
You don't tell her?
Dummy, no.
I don't know, man.
Are you kidding me? Even when your wife goes, oh, yeah, I know, but I'm fat. No, you're not. No, you're not.
What if you're not fat
even
and
if
she is?
She is fat.
That is the one question you don't answer.
Even if she's fat. Even if you're like, in your mind, you're going, yeah, you're fat. Even if she is fat, but she goes, I feel fat. Nope. No, you're not. No, you're not. I don't care. Now, I'm fortunate. My wife is petite, so I don't have to worry about it. But my ex-wife, she wasn't. So you know, you're just like, no, not you. No, I'm going to do the weight loss challenge. I'm just saying, if you just want to hang out with me, maybe that's how he did it. Like, you know, I'm going to be working out. And if you enter it, then we have twice as many chances of
winning.
Remember
last year how I was into this thing and I was constantly doing it.
Eating right, from the food to the workouts. And we could something we could do together. Yep. I'm not saying you need to, but also we have twice as many chances of winning if you're in it.
And it'd be fun. At the end of it, if it works out for us, we get a staycation at the Houstonian.
Yeah. You got to approach it like that. Dude, she will tear apart anything in my videos on Sportsmap.
You're going to be single forever.
No, I mean.
No, you really are.
Lisa,
you don't
listen,
know this.
Listen, if she got mad about it one time, I would get the picture, but I'm going to test it. I'm going to throw out a tester there.
Example. She will watch my videos on Sportsmap, and she will say whatever the hell she wants, from what I'm wearing to the delivery to what my hands were doing, all of that. And I just got to take it. Just take it. Just go with it, right? But like, she tweeted a picture of the four women doing the morning show. The one day it was all women, right? And I looked at the picture.
I know where this is going already.
I looked at the picture and I said,
whoa, look at that one.
No. And I go, honey, did you have gas or something like that? She's like, what's that mean? I go, well, everybody else is smiling and you got kind of like a look on your face like someone's prodding you from behind or something like that. She's like,
you messed up big time.
Really? And she left. She left the room. She came back, Nick, four times in 10 minutes going, could you just have not have said anything? Could you? You had to go and say that. And then I got to go look. But I already published that, and I'm not taking it back now. And everybody else liked it, and now you're gonna. And I went, oh my god, I forgot. And now I've
you
been should reminded.
Have crapped on the other people in the picture about how ugly and fat they were.
Oh my
babe,
goodness.
Did they not have gas? Because that you know everyone knows it's cool to have gas and look like you have gas. Did they not get the memo?
Not in the TV studio.
I was kidding about it too. I was like, wow. I was like, babe, you kind of look like you got gas. I mean, you could have.
Are you saying
more.
I'm bloated?
Oh my god. Literally 5 times she left the room and came back in 15 minutes. I was like, yeah, never again. I screwed that up.
You totally screwed
I
up.
I certainly did, yes. And I will admit to that. Well, so that was not fun.
Live and learn. Nicholas, you got a long ways to go, buddy.
Nah, that's ridiculous.
No.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
If you wanna have a happy marriage, these are all tricks you have to learn.
Like lose every single battle argument there is known to man.
Not every single one, but it's going to be frustrating.
No, well, here's you don't lose. You pick your battles.
Yep.
You don't have to lose every one. You just have to win the important ones. And you have to decide what that is. Is it important that you're right about, you know, something stupid on TV or something else? Like, you have to pick your battles that you want to win. Otherwise, you just be like, yeah, yes, dear.
Or you just understand that you really don't love sex that much.
No, I love sex. I'm just saying.
But I'm saying she's the gatekeeper. Should,
Nick would just go have sex with somebody else. That's just
no, I would not. I'm just saying. Like, you would think there's a comfortability factor there, but I guess I was wrong. So I'm
no, because you know. At the end of the day, she's the gatekeeper. And if you mess up and she takes the key, if she's mad at you, you're out.
Dude.
But mom, like grandma to mom, that's completely cool.
Yeah, her mom's
sweetie, you look
tell
fat.
Her, yeah, her mom. Oh, well, that's the mom's job.
That's easy. Yeah.
And the mom's
yeah.
job is to say you look fat.
Yeah,
that's
interesting.
Yeah.
You know what? You're absolutely spot on too. Because I leave that to her mom. Her mom will watch her online.
Yeah.
And then her mom will drop whatever from what she was wearing to and I'm like, well, I'm not even commenting on that. But her mom's at it. I'll just leave it alone.
I need to write a book for you. I need to just like make a journal.
I'll worry about it. If and when the time comes.
Oh. So it's going to be great watching your marriage fail.
That's nice. It has very even possible. Started and it's
very
fail.
Possible.
Yeah, it doesn't even know.
Hasn't even gotten going it. Yet and it's going to fail.
I'm going to get married nice. In Vegas.
Yeah, and divorced in
at a drive-thru.
You're going to get divorced in a drive-thru?
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Married in Vegas, divorced in a drive-thru. Make it quick
can
and painless.
Can you imagine at the drive-thru window? I'm Joe Cordell. Nick, your thing's not working for you with your woman. I'm here to help. We're going to do this thing before you pick up your Happy Meal.
Please pull forward.
713-780-3776. HRP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. I see your dirty face. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Head knee deep, hour number one, 3 hour show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Are you seeing this?
I saw it in the break, but I thought he was just...
He's not seeing anything. What was, like, LeVar Burton's
Data.
Character?
Data in Star Trek is what
there
he looks
go.
Like.
Yeah.
Well, you said you wanted to take a picture.
Yeah, now I can't because you look like an absolute lunatic.
I'm just... Take it.
Can't do it.
Get out there.
It's against social media protocol.
Oh, I'm not allowed
to
do that.
Have your eyes covered like that.
Speaking of that, I did want to inform you both that... Last night during the Rockets game, Maya tweeted me a few times, right? And we're going back and forth on some basketball stuff. And I was like, that's just ridiculous. You and your boy Kurt Lowe need to go and discuss that.
Uh-oh.
He was banned again from Twitter.
What? From and actual Twitter?
Then
I saw that.
Then he created a second account to try and get around it.
Did he hide behind his homophobia using Jesus again?
No, but he didn't tweet Ellen's producer any good stuff either. I don't know what caused it this time. But then Maya says, here's his new Twitter account. Try that. And so I was like, hey, you know, super silent guy. You should be all over James Harden right now, blah, blah, blah. And it came back and it said the account you're trying to reach has been suspended.
Mm. I saw that, but I didn't know that was his second one.
Second one. Yeah.
So he probably lost all of his followers.
All 12 of them.
Yeah, all, yeah. I don't know how many, but...
Sucks okay. that the world is deprived of terrible writing and bad takes. Mr. Positivity, you think my takes are awful. You should hear this guy's. Garbage.
Westbrook.
Yeah.
That's a big one that's a pet peeve.
That's the only one that really... That's the main one.
I don't, in general, like when people make fun of names in that way. Like, I just think it's childish. Does that... I mean, I see, like, a grown-ass adult will do that. Like, when people would say, Tony... What would they say? Tony... what would they call him?
Who?
Romo. They would call him...
The Romosexual?
There you go. Or you would see people like... But anything like that, I'm just like... I get, like, I kind of get why you do it, but I just feel like...
Have we made fun of Joel's last name?
No.
Oh, everyone does.
No.
I think we have.
I got them all. Whether you guys do or not, you're in the minority. Yeah, I know them all because I've heard them all my whole life.
Because I'll be talking and say, oh, I'm drawing a blank. I don't say I'm drawing a Laminack. I'm like, that wasn't even in my
thought. But I'm saying
thought.
Fill in the blank, blank check, drawing a blank.
But I'm not saying like that. Like, people that do, like...
Blank man. Please
shooting
don't,
Joel Blanks.
Yeah, don't tweet them because I've already heard them.
Shooting Joel Blanks.
Yeah, shooting blank, all of that, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, West...
Is there any more, Joel?
Gross Point Blank. I can keep going, yeah.
Blank Man?
Yeah, Blank Man.
Wasn't that
movie.
An actual...
It's a
yeah.
movie, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so was Gross Point Blank with John Cusack.
Yes. Yeah. But I'm talking about, like, Westbrook. Like, when you do that kind of stuff, it's like, okay.
But okay,
you
but
could, you're better than
here's
that.
The
you could be funnier than that if you try.
Here's the hypocrisy in it all.
Though. Okay.
If you're going to spend half the time on Twitter preaching the word of the Lord and putting Bible verses and stuff out there, and then the very next tweet, you're going to take a shot at a guy, literally take a shot at a guy and what he's not doing or doing, and then call him a name on top of it, but that's the word of the Lord.
Well, he got mad at me when I called him a damn idiot or something like that. You're not going to curse at me, and then he's out here cursing at gay people, so see how that went.
Yeah, I mean, when you can be, a lot of religious people are not really, not necessarily open to, you know, the gay community, let's be honest.
I'm gonna tell you something right now, okay? Here's the other thing. The people that claim to be the most religious, in my experiences with, like, rec leagues, sports leagues, especially the ones put on by, like, you know, where you got to play at Second Baptist or things like that, the dirtiest players claim to be the most religious.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not big on faith. But if that's what you do and you practice it, and I respect people that are all about it. It's just... there's that line when it comes down to that kind of stuff. And Kurt Lowe just strikes me as a guy that won't change his tune on that particular subject. Like, he believes that, and I don't think he... Even despite everything that's happened, him losing 2 Twitter accounts, his internship at whatever website
whatever
he was
Whatever that writing site was, I just don't think he even thought it through enough to realize that he was going to do some serious damage.
Yeah, I don't think he thought it through when he's... I don't think he'll ever do it again, but I think he still has the same belief.
I think he might.
You think he'll do it again?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
I do.
Losing 2 Twitter accounts because he was big on that.
I don't think he'll lose the Twitter accounts, but I don't think he'll change his perspective and the fact that he feels like it's his.
But do you think he'll tweet something like that again is my question. I don't think he'll change his perspective either.
It depends. If he's in a conversation back and forth on Twitter, he's not going to hold back saying That's what he feels true. To someone. So
I would agree with that.
Yeah. But I used to hate, by the way, in basketball leagues, a guy would turn around and hit you right in the nuts and then turn around and go, and the Lord's with you.
Really?
Well,
that's actually pretty smooth.
Well, I can't have kids because you hit me in where the Lord was supposed to be with.
Did you guys happen to, let's, a little sports related thing here. Did y'all happen to see Donald Trump?
I had, yeah.
Yeah.
Out here buying 1,000 hamburgers.
That was
stale.
The other thing. No, that's how he's right. That's how he tweeted it.
He didn't even put hamburgers, burgers. He put hamburgers, B-E-R-D-E-R-S.
Now, I tweeted this morning, what?
I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
I am the last one to point the finger of shame at a misspelled word or a typo or anything like that. I'm also not the president of the United States, okay? I'm just some loser in Houston. I'm not the president. Like, if you're the president, don't you have somebody that you can be like, hey, I'm going to tweet out this crazy-ass tweet, but I just need you to spell check it first. That would be every tweet of mine.
I guarantee.
Be like, look, I'm going to type the tweet. I'm going to save it. Instead of tweeting it, it's going to be in the drafts. I want one of these interns or what else, the pages or whatever, their job is to proofread it. Don't change it.
proofread assistant.
It and just go ahead and hit tweet when they're done proofreading it.
That's a super good idea, although Trump's personality, he's too much of a control freak.
Oh, you know,
I bet you people
are
approaching him saying, please don't tweet this out right now. Can we just wait till tomorrow, please?
That's 90% of his tweets.
I guarantee you people beg for him to stop, and then they reached a point where they were like, you know what, he's going to tweet anyway.
You're fired. You're fired. Don't talk about my Twitter.
This was the tweet from our president. Great being with the national champion Clemson Tigers last night at the White House. Because of the shutdown, I served them massive amounts of fast food. I paid over 1,000 hamburgers, etc. Within 1 hour, it was all gone. Great guys and big eaters.
Can I ask what side of the fence are you guys on if that's the appropriate food?
I think that that's being blown out of proportion.
Because it's quite a debate.
Yeah, I see people like, what? You bought 1,000 hamburgers for college kids? They're college kids. And you know what? Who cares? It was kind of a joke. Like, look, the only thing that's open right now is McDonald's. What are you going to go get? Steaks? I mean, there's no staff at the White House to make food. I don't have a problem with it because you know what? It's whatever. If... You can't have it both ways, right? And this is how I've always said this. I'm not a huge Donald Trump fan by any stretch of the imagination. But if this was something that President Obama did, the right would be freaking out and the left would be like, look how down to earth and cool he is. He bought everybody a Big Mac. That's why we love Obama. This is one of those things. This is a non-issue. I'm more upset that the guy doesn't have a spell checker that catches stuff like that. I don't care about the food.
Yeah, it's bad. It's a bad look, certainly, if you're misspelling words in your tweet.
Yeah.
But if I'm a player, come on, man. Don't give me no stale McDonald's french fries. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Bro, you crazy. No, McDonald's french fries are good.
Not stale.
Fool? Nope. Who said they were stale?
They did. They said it in the video out loud.
Oh, did they really?
At the house, yeah.
Oh, they did?
Everybody knows.
Whack-ass
5 minutes after. 5 minutes later, those french fries are done.
No, that's not
They're
McDonald's.
Done.
Not McDonald's.
They're done.
Whataburger, yes. You don't even get home. No, you might as well throw them sons of guns away. Them bitches is going to be cold.
I've told you this before, Nick. Because
McDonald's will last a while.
Because at Nico Nico's, they do this. But not a lot of people are hip to this. But if you ever go takeout and it includes fries, if the restaurant is looking out for your best interest and you want them to taste good, you punch holes in the box so that there is some air to make them breathe so that they don't get soggy and they taste better.
Right.
Because if they
Raising Cane's is like that. You go and get the Raising Cane's, they've got that styrofoam box.
Perforated.
Yeah, but then you got to punch the holes in it.
I think it has pre-punched
it's
holes.
It's like Lake Raising Cane when you open it. There's water everywhere.
Yeah, because if you don't, that's all that heat and then with that styrofoam, and they all get soggy and they're
not. Well, perhaps they were sitting a lot longer because they literally said it inside the house. They're like, this is stale, man.
Right.
And some of those dudes were like having like 3 Big Macs, 2 burgers, and then they said they were putting like chicken wraps in their pockets. And
I mean, I don't know. I do think it's funny. Burger King trolled him. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, Burger King said, due to a large order placed yesterday, we're all out of hamburgers. Just serving hamburgers today.
And isn't the Wendy's Twitter account the one that
they're the best? Ruthless? They're the best.
Yeah, fire. Yeah. One day I sat there and went through a whole like website of nothing but Wendy's roasting people.
I remember we had a couple of them on the show.
Great.
They're really good. So... And he says he paid for it all himself.
And the memes are outstanding. Somebody made a Burger King.
That's a great logo.
And then there's one of Trump and he's sitting in the car window, like the window's down, and he looks like he's talking, and it says, I'd like 600 hamburgers, 300 freedom fries, 300 cafefes, and a Diet Coke with extra ice. And then Yuli reminded me, like, don't forget about cafefe.
No, because P. Randizzle did the same thing to me.
That's so funny.
Yeah, when I tweeted that this morning.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I want to say that there were a couple people out there so passionate. One girl, I think, works for the NFL Network that was just like, you know, these young men are wearing nice suits and going to a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and you're going to serve them that. And it's just – and so it's – people were all fired up about that.
It's just people looking for a reason. Trust me, he gives you plenty of reasons to think he's a lunatic.
On a daily.
You don't need to make them up. You don't need to. I mean, again, this goes back to the marriage advice. Pick your battles. This is a stupid thing to get so upset about.
Yeah. I'm guessing you didn't vote for Trump.
We established the fact that I didn't vote this year.
Yeah.
I didn't like Hillary, and I didn't like Trump, so I abstained from voting this year.
Oh, I thought you went independent because Trey convinced you.
No, Trey convinced me that I'm probably a libertarian and not a Democrat or Republican.
Ah.
At which point I was like, oh, well, maybe I'll look into the Libertarian Party next cycle.
Gotcha.
But no, yeah, I still catch heat for that. People are like, you don't vote, you don't get a say. I didn't vote this year because I didn't like the choices I was given. So, kiss my ass.
Yeah. And you don't have to get mad about burgers and fries when you get people not getting paychecks.
Exactly. There are families missing rent, but we're going to get mad that, you know,
and airports coming to a standstill without TSA and other things.
I heard that. Norris said Terminal B shut down.
Shut down for the last couple days.
Ooh, boy.
Where? Which airport?
IAH. Bush.
Oh, okay.
Because they're all government employees and they're not collecting a check.
Why did you say it like, oh, no big deal then?
Well, because we're flying out of hobby. It's not a hobby, right?
No, Bush is not hobby.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm flying out of hobby tomorrow. I want to make sure it's...
Oh, you leave tomorrow.
You remember the experience I had? You don't know what it's like to be a Chihuahua going through an airport, okay? That's number one. All right? So you just shut your mouth.
Oh, hey, God. This will be continued after the break. So don't go anywhere. Hour number two is coming up.
I just like
that. Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Get down, put out your head, man. You wake up in the dawn of the dead. I'm coming to get ya. I'm coming to get ya. Spitting out lyrics. Homie, I'll wet ya. I came to get down. I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around.
ESPN 97.5.